Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
Ian Scher from CNET joins us now. Don't worry, Ian, I won't make you answer that question. I want you to answer questions about apples. Oh, that's a food, too. There's a nice transition there that I could have had if I thought about it earlier. Ian, thanks for hopping on with us tonight.
Thanks for having me. I love talking about everyone's favorite fruit company.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Okay, big announcements yesterday. Some of it was derided all over social media, but a lot of cool features that Apple have that a lot of people are applauding. Walk us through a little bit about what these announcements were all about.
Yeah, so Apple, has been working on a computer headset, for a long time. We're talking about more than a decade. And for a lot of us, we still haven't tried it out, right? Mm-hmm. Most of us have not tried out virtual reality. You may have heard of the Meta Quest or the Oculus Quest or the HTC Vive or Sony's PlayStation VR. All of these things have popped up over the last decade. And they've done okay, right? They've had some success. They've created some really fun games and whatnot. But the problem that this industry has had is even though Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, is convinced that it is the future. It will replace our phones and everything else. So far, it's really stuck to being a party trick and something that gathers dust.
Yeah. Right?
And so part of the challenge is, okay, Apple has been developing this for a long time. They come out, they say they have it, and they believe that they might have something different. And so what they announced was a thing called Vision Pro. And it looks very similar to a lot of the other headsets. Of course, it has that Apple flair, right? It's
right.
Metal and it's with glass and all the, and it's not the plastic that you're used to seeing. But the real thing about it is that they do not sell it as a video game device, right? That's one of the things that you can do. But in fact, they barely showed the ability to do video games. They believe it is going to be the way that you really get into when you're at work or when you want to have conversations with people. So one of the examples they had was that you put on the headset, you're sitting at your desk, of course, with an Apple computer in front of you, and you look at the Apple computer and suddenly the screen that was tiny on your desk because you have a laptop is suddenly turned into this massive screen in front of you, right? And it replaces the idea of needing to have a monitor. Same thing with TV, right? Instead of having a, piddly little 60-inch TV in your home, you could have an 80-foot movie screen in front of you, right? And all of these things can be simulated in a way that looks really good.
Yeah.
So that's part of what Apple believes the future is going to be about, is that these things are not just about having fun and playing video games. Sure, they'll do that. But really, they believe that a lot of the things that the computer does today that are limited to the screens can break out, if you will, right? And become a part of the real world.
So this is, when I think of those glasses, I've tried it out, and it's really cool to play a video game like that. I don't even play video games, but it was a really interesting experience putting on virtual reality goggles or whatever you call them. This is more, they call it augmented reality. Am I reading that right? Is that a difference than VR?
There are so many words, right?
Yeah, right?
This nerd world is like they just can't stop coming up with letters and words for all everything. So the term augmented reality is the idea of having computer information overlaid on the real world.
Right.
So imagine, for example, when you have seen the inside of a cockpit during a movie, right? And the pilot's flying around, and there are all these little numbers and everything that tell them where their enemies are or where they have to go, or there's an arrow, right, pointing to that. That is augmented reality. So taking that idea that used to be very expensive for fighter pilots and being able to make it so that it works in a headset, what does that mean? Well, imagine walking down the street, and suddenly someone calls you, and a little notification just shows up in the air because you're wearing a glasses or something, right? And it shows up in the glasses and says, hey, Ian's calling you. And all you have to do is answer it, right? And then you're able to keep walking. You don't pull out your phone or anything. Or let's say you're in a new city and you've never been there before and you have no idea what to do. You just landed and you're just walking around. Well, if you're wearing augmented reality glasses, again, this is all theoretical, but this is where we're headed, they would be able to see, because they've got cameras on them, where you are. They would know where you are because you've got GPS, and it would start highlighting buildings for you and telling you, oh, that's the Sears Tower. I know it's not called the Sears Tower anymore, but
that's
you know
okay.
what I mean.
I know what you mean.
And,
yeah.
Right? It's the Sears Tower to me, and I think a lot of other people listening.
Well,
and
that
then
sounds,
also,
that,
you know,
the, go ahead.
And then, you know, it would also say, you could say, oh, I need to get breakfast, right? And it would actually start putting arrows in front of you on the ground, and you would just walk and follow. So that's kind of what augmented reality is supposed to be, versus virtual reality, where you're kind of in this enclosed space that is a representation of the entire virtual world. So imagine being plucked right in the middle of a movie, or being plunked right in the middle of a video game, and it, you feel like you're in there. And that's cool, too. But it's very different idea.
Yeah, I just, and the price tag is what, like $3,400, $3,500, something like that? Yeah, it's a little much.
At the moment, yes.
Yeah, at the moment. Yeah. I know it'll go down.
But it will come down
yeah.
over time.
I guess what I'm saying is that, and maybe this is the struggle, is that all of that sounds great, like walking around and having directions. I hate having to go back into my pocket and have to look at the walking directions because I'm so lost. This happened to me in Seattle a couple weeks ago. There's not a great way to do it for walking around. But I don't think a lot of people are comfortable putting on gigantic goggles. Unless you've worn glasses your whole life or contacts, which I have, and even that's still a weird thing for me, that's going to be have to be something that everyone's going to have to try and get used to before this thing can really take off. As great as the technology is, I think there's something about putting it on your head that weirds people out.
Yeah, no, look, it's a real ask to ask anyone to put anything on their heads, right? I mean, because it says something. It changes who we are. Right, and it changes how we interact with people. So I'm really curious to see whether or not you're right. Right, whether or not people really end up wanting to do this.
Yeah.
I think the big question will be whether or not there's something to it that is worth using every day. You know, when the iPhone first came out, a lot of people were like, "Oh, this thing, it's way over technified. Nobody needs this type of stuff, and the internet's not even that good when you're wireless." Blah blah blah. And what Apple was able to show was that Well, I'm watching Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm starting to get hungry for sushi. I can just exit out of the Pirates of the Caribbean. I don't have to pull up my laptop or anything. I can just open the Maps app and then call directly from the Maps app. Stuff that back then was revolutionary and today is like a normal thing
Standard. Everyone
does.
Yeah, you're right.
So I think the question will be, is that type of thing going to exist for these things? And I don't know, right? None of us know.
But that
is where I'm really keeping an eye out.
Yeah, and we appreciate it. I was just going to say, but when we do know, you'll be the one to tell us, Ian. We always appreciate
Absolutely,
you joining
I
us
will.
And hopping on WGN all the time from CNET. Have a good one, Ian, okay?
Absolutely. You take care.